Standing on Ceremony, the Gay Marriage Plays is a heartfelt, funny, and illuminating evening of short plays that celebrate the courage to be in a relationship, any relationship. Conceived by Ben Schnipper, Standing on Ceremony features an A-list lineup of writers offering their unique takes on the blessings, trials, ups, and downs of same-sex marriage. A hit off-Broadway last season, Standing on Ceremony drew a capacity crowd for its June 30th performance at Woodstock's Music Chapel in the Woods. The plays were produced, directed, and performed by members of Actors and Writers, the prestigious theater troupe based in Rosendale. This Saturday, August 11th at 6:30, Actors and Writers will present a repeat performance of Standing on Ceremony, the Gay Marriage Plays at the Maverick Concert Hall in Woodstock, New York. Maverick Concerts is America's oldest continuous summer chamber music festival. Here to tell us more about Maverick Concerts is Mary Fairchild, their director of publicity. And with more information on Actors and Writers, we have Mark Schmiel with us. Good morning, Mary and Mark. Thank you very much for being with us. What a pleasure.
Good morning, Joe. It's great to be here.
Before we get into Standing on Ceremony, let us just talk with Mary for a moment, because you've had quite a season, quite a summer.
Yes, we have.
A lot of cool stuff.
A lot of cool stuff has happened. A lot of cool stuff still to come. We're about halfway through the season. We're delighted to be in a hall that has been substantially rebuilt, which was done over the winter. It's 100-year-old. We're in our 97th season. So in 2016, we're going to have a big celebration for 100 years. But this is our 97th season, and the hall is 97 years old. Wooden hall, built on soil, and we just got major grant from the National Park Service, matching grant for almost $150,000, which we matched and spent $300,000 on rebuilding the hall.
It's so hard to get it and so easy to spend it,
and
isn't it?
Just like that, it's gone. But yeah. It's a beautiful, they did a beautiful, beautiful job. With drainage, and with they actually raised part of the structure to replace some of the beams, and it just the hall it looks the same. They rebuilt this whole north wall of windows, and it looks the same, but it's not. It's just more, even more beautiful than it was before. And we have a lot of stuff coming up this weekend. There's a free young people's concert on Saturday morning, and then on Sunday afternoon, Trio Solisti is coming back. They're regulars.
Yep.
Next weekend we have a weekend in Paris, classical and jazz with the A Ben String Quartet. They'll be playing jazz on Saturday evening and a standard classical repertoire on Sunday afternoon, Mozart and Fauré and Tchaikovsky. And then the weekend after that, it's two pianos at the Maverick with jazz on Saturday evening and classical on Sunday afternoon. So there are lots of reasons to come to Woodstock, come to the Maverick, and there's something for everyone. But it's the having a theatrical production there is really a return to an earlier tradition. One of the things about having a tradition that goes back so many years is that you can return to things that used to be done, and there used to be theatrical productions at the Maverick, and we're happy and delighted that Actors and Writers has come back.
Am I wrong? But was Paul Newman ever there?
No, but Lee Marvin was.
Okay.
And Helen Hayes, I think.
Yeah.
Famous people. The Lunts. If anybody remembers the Lunts.
Yeah, yes.
They were. I mean, it goes, it really, there was, there used to be more buildings on the grounds there. There used to be an actual theater. And we're happy that we can have these kinds of things, because it's what was done in the past and we want to do it in the future.
So what we're talking about is Standing on Ceremony, the Gay Marriage Plays. This is Saturday, August 11th at 6:30 p.m. And Actors and Writers, which is this wonderful theater troupe based in Rosendale, is going to be putting on these plays. And Mark, give us a sense of Actors and Writers of how this group came to be, and how you do you have a home?
What a great couple of questions.
Yeah.
We're kind of a band of gypsies at the moment.
Okay.
We started, we're a 26-member ensemble of theater and film professionals that live in the Hudson Valley. We've been together since 1990, giving free high-quality play readings to the area. And we started, interestingly enough, we used to have something called Masterpiece Supper, where we would have dinner parties, bring a covered dish and read a play, all of these actors, screenwriters, playwrights. And I think it might have been Nina Schengold, one of our company members, who said, let's do this for an audience. And we've been doing free readings, sometimes three in the fall, four in the spring, ever since, for the past 22 years. Now, after 20 years at the Odd Fellows Hall in Olive Bridge, We kind of lost our lease. They sold the building, and so we've sort of become homeless. And so we're sort of bouncing from this venue to that venue. In Ellenville, we'll be performing in Saugerties in the fall at the Saugerties Performing Arts Factory. But we have this wonderful summer home at Maverick Concert Hall, and it's a perfect fit for us. Perfect.
So give us a sense, for folks who are not familiar with Standing on Ceremony, of what it is and how these plays came together.
That's a great question. I believe it started in 2008. A West Coast director named Brian Schnipper, in direct response to Prop 8, got a bunch of his writer friends together, and they wrote short plays, like 10-minute plays, maybe slightly longer, to put together an evening about gay marriage. And it's been done a number of times on the West Coast. It was performed last November at the Minetta Lane off-Broadway in New York City, which is where I saw it. And I thought, that's what we do. You know, that's what we do at Actors and Writers. And filed it away. And then the Maverick approached us about performing this summer. And they gave us a date of June 30th, and I thought, you know, that's right around Gay Pride Weekend. That's right around the first anniversary of marriage equality rights in New York State. And I thought, and I proposed it to the company, and they leapt at it. They really did. And so did Maverick. So we did this. This is an encore performance that we're giving on August 11th at 6:30. And I do mean encore. I mean, it was a full house. The response by the audience and actors alike, it was just so overwhelming that we can't wait to do it again.
How many plays are included?
It's an evening of 9 plays by writers like Mo Gaffney, Paul Rudnick, Wendy McLeod, Neil LaBute, Moishes Kaufman, Jose Rivera. I mean, these
Slouches.
Are heavy hitters, heavy hitters. And it's a great evening. It's not preachy. It's funny, and it's touching, and it's universal.
And I haven't seen it, but my understanding is as much of the material is about just relationships in general, about the relationships of people who have been in these relationships for perhaps a long time, and what it is like, maybe in one case to have the definition of it change, but then also, you know, just two people living together.
That's it. Yeah, it really does run the gamut. From the first play is called The Revision, and it really is sort of two guys trying to rewrite the vows to make them fit, and all the way up to the last play of the evening, which is called Pablo and Andrew at the Altar of Words, which is really kind of a marriage ceremony. And it's each play in between really is sort of about exploring the universal nuances of a relationship and the complexities, and there are lots of laughs in between. It's pretty wonderful.
Now, the company, they play multiple roles, or does it?
We do, yeah. We call it changing hats in the theater world.
Yeah.
We change hats.
Change hats.
Yes. So, every actor has maybe two or three things to do, directing one play here, in another there. And it's quick. They're all little 10-minute, 15-minute plays at the most. So it's really entertaining.
Yeah. But yet it has some cohesion. I mean, in the sense of you come out with a thought, you know, you come out thinking about it as a whole.
Exactly. Of course. I mean, even someone, as a gay man myself, I found it quite informative. There's one play in particular that I'm kind of obsessed with right now called London Mosquitoes. It's a man who's been in a 46-year relationship, and he's delivering the eulogy for his partner and exploring the idea of marriage. And what would that say about their previous 45 years together? I mean, it's sort of, what would that delegitimize it in some way, you know?
Yeah.
So I never dawned on me, like, why wouldn't you just want to get married? But what would that do to your all this history you had that came before this right was finally made available? So
because whatever you do, it'd still be before and after.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, so that's fascinating. It's Standing on Ceremony, and it's going to be it takes place on August 11th at 6:30, and Actors and Writers will present this encore production at 6 o'clock at Maverick Concert Hall. 6:30 at Maverick Concert Hall in Woodstock, New York. And then you've got lots of other stuff, as you mentioned, throughout the season.
We sure do. We have...
Do you have a seat? Like, are you done? Do you ever close up, or are you year-round?
Oh, no. We're just the summer.
Okay.
Although we're extending the season... we used to end at the at Labor Day. That would always that was traditionally the final concert of the season was Labor Day. Last year, Hurricane Irene happened right around Labor Day, and several performances had to be canceled, and they were rescheduled into September. And because the weather was quite temperate, the evening was very pleasant and cool, but it was not at all chilly. There's no heating. It's more like a big barn that we're in, small barn. So
a beautiful barn at
it's
that.
It's a beautiful barn. It's a lovely place. It was built with great affection and admiration and creativity by volunteers in 1916. But so we've extended the season into the mid-September. Our last concert will be the Tokyo Quartet, who are actually retiring at the end of this year, and will no longer. They've been coming to. They are a wonderful, wonderful world-class international string quartet, who's been coming back to the Maverick every year for something like 39 years. Don't quote me on that. I'm not sure what the exact number is, but it's over 30 years every year. And they won't be coming back anymore after September 16th this year. And that's on the, so. And then on the Saturday night of that weekend, Steve Gorn will be playing. That was a concert that had to be postponed from July. And Steve Gorn and Aline Miner and Ray Spiegel will be coming back for an evening of classical Indian music. And we have jazz. We have the wonderful pianist, jazz pianist Fred Hirsch is coming to perform on September 8th. That'll be a solo piano recital. Fred, who is who's known as one of the most in-demand jazz pianists today, both as a band leader and a composer, but also as a solo pianist. And that's something that's going to be very, very special.
It was started originally for chamber music, yes?
Yes, the hall, yeah. Well, the Maverick Art Colony was for artists of all stripes.
Right.
And Hervey White was the founder, and he apparently didn't get... I mean, Woodstock was kind of an outlaw colony. You're not outlaw, but Hervey was a maverick within the outlaw colony. That's how he got his name. And he didn't get along with some of the powers that be over it.
Well, I'm glad they got that all worked out.
You know, a long time ago.
Long time ago. No fights. It's great.
Right. So he started up his colony. And they had these summer festivals. The original Woodstock Festival, quote unquote, was... actually in Woodstock, not in Bethel Woods. And it was Hervey White and all of his pals and misbehaving to varying degrees and doing music and great instrumentalists would come up and spend the summers there, and there would be music and theater and art and dancing and drinking wine in the moonlight and all kinds of shenanigans.
Well, you have a lot going on. You can find out more information. Your website is?
MaverickConcerts.org.
MaverickConcerts.org to find out more information about... I'll call on you in just a second, I promise. MaverickConcerts.org. And I think Mark has something to tell us.
We have a website, too, you know.
Oh, yes.
ActorsAndWriters.com.
ActorsAndWriters.com. ActorsAndWriters.com or MaverickConcerts.org. And you can find information about about your troupe, about your concert hall, and all of the wonderful events that you have going on. A reminder that Actors and Writers present Standing on Ceremony, the Gay Marriage Plays at Maverick Concert Hall in Woodstock this Saturday at 6:30, and the Maverick Concerts summer season continues on Sunday with Trio Celisti.
Celisti, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's a free children's concert on Saturday morning, too, at
awesome.
11 o'clock.
Yeah. Wonderful. And continues, obviously, through mid-September, as you mentioned. MaverickConcerts.org or ActorsAndWriters.com.
Thank you.
Excellent. And it's A-N-D?
A-N-D.
ActorsAndWriters.com. I thank you both for being with us. A great pleasure. Thank you so much, Mary and Mark.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Very nice to have you both here. Coming up next.
See you Saturday.
Excellence. Coming up next, a listener essay. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.